us versus them, leave versus remain, Biden versus Trump. The world seems split by simplistic divisions to the detriment of us all. A new book by psychologist Dr. Kevin Dutton looks at how our brains are wired to think in black and white rather than to seek out grey areas. His book is called Black and White Thinking, The Burden of a Binary Brain in a Complex World. We can speak to him now. Good morning.
Good morning, Asma.
How many of us have binary brains and why do we develop them?
Well, we've all got binary brains, really. And, you know, the book is basically about the way we draw lines, and all of us have to draw lines in order to divide the world up into bite-sized manageable pieces. I'll give you a couple of examples. If we didn't have a cutoff mark in exams, for example, between pass and fail, then there'd be no point having them. We have to have cutoffs for speed limits, even if it does seem unfair to be done doing 34 in a 30 mile an hour area. Drawing lines, Asma, creates order. And that's something that we all need. So we all do this to greater or lesser extents. So the problem is that as soon as you draw a line, you create division. And division, whether for good reasons or bad, can often be perceived as unfair if you're on the wrong side of it. So that's what the book's about, really. And there's a great quote I start with by Noel Gallagher, who's one of the frontmen of Oasis, as I'm sure you and your listeners know, about his brother Liam. And Noel says he's a man with a fork in a world of soup. But it's very true, you know, Noel Gallagher, the great philosopher himself. But you know what? Liam's not alone. Mm. We've all got forks in a world of soup, Asma, and we need to start thinking about swapping them for spoons every now and again. So that's what the book's about, really.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I suppose I don't want to accept, and I don't feel that I have to accept, that everyone looks at things from a binary point of view, because there are people who are in the middle, who perhaps are not leave or remain. They were one and then they've changed to the other, or they don't hate Donald Trump, and therefore definitely support Joe Biden. So these people have managed to develop some kind of nuance. So why have some but not others?
Well, I think actually what you're saying speaks to the very central principle of the book. Black and white thinking, our propensity to think in black and white, is not black and white. Like everything else in life, or most other things in life, there's a spectrum of how much we think in black and white. So to a certain extent, when it comes to, say, like the physical world, we think in black and white. I mean, imagine if you went into a library and you were looking for a book, for instance, and you discovered that the library didn't have a classification system. Well, good luck with that. You'll be in there for hours, days, weeks, months. Perhaps you'd never find the book. Imagine if you went into a shop and they didn't divide the products that they were selling, from each other, but everything was kind of thrown into one. Again, we wouldn't be able to find anything. So we all think like that to a certain extent, but it's when we come to drawing lines between people and beliefs and concepts and constructs, that's where individual differences start to creep in. So our tendency to think in black and white, when it comes to making judgment calls about, say, political issues and stuff like that, that's where there is a spectrum. Some of us are at the extreme end, very fundamentalist, very extremist. Some of us at the other end are equally fundamentalist and extremist, but in a more liberal rather than a conservative stance.
So as someone who is very aware of this, are you able to find nuance? I'm not going to ask you to declare your political affiliations or views, but when it comes to leave against remain, Biden against Trump, that's just two examples. Are you able to see nuance, or do you have to force yourself to?
Well, I could actually say absolutely categorically, yes, I can see nuance in these arguments. But of course, that would be a bit of a paradox. Yeah, yes, I can. I mean, I'm pretty much, you know, I know it sounds a bit of a cop out, but I'm pretty much in the middle. And we all have our hot buttons as well. There are all, you know, as soon as you start drawing lines between various beliefs, things start becoming emotive. And so, yes, I mean, when you look at the Brexit debate, when you look at at what's happening in America and what's been happening there over the past 4 years, you can see the lines that are being drawn. And sometimes these are actually false lines, asthma, as well. So, say, for instance, in America, you've got what's called a false dichotomy, which has been set up by Donald Trump, who is a master architect of lines, by the way. He draws lines when there shouldn't be any drawn at all. You know, and I'll give you a great example. You know, he says, well, you know, because I lost the election, that means that democracy isn't working. So he's setting up an either or between democracy and him winning the US election. But actually, it's not either or. Both can work at the same time. And it's as a result of democracy that he did lose. So that is an example of a political leader drawing an illusory line. And these illusory lines, as we saw last week with the events at the Capitol, can be very, very dangerous indeed.
Dr. Kevin Dutton, thank you very much for that. The book that we refer to is called Black and White Thinking: The Burden of a Binary Brain in a Complex World.